of Kefa. So why isn't there a Chiyuv of Kefa by Heretz Odom, Odom Heretz Odom? Because of his special Zeres HaKosov, all over the order. So Meir Yitzchikul, if the Ptur had been because of Kom Derabnei, so that means not a Ptur. His Chayev is a more serious English. So Meir he cannot get a more lenient English. So it's not a Ptur. So the fact, the chair does pay Kefer is a contrary, is not a Chumre, it's a Kule. Because Odom gets a bigger inch. But here, it's not because of Kom Derabnei. Why isn't it because of Kom Derabnei? That way has to be explained. Now there is the Agoyes Rabbi Kveigia. Rabbi Kveigia says, the Laf Kodor Odom, Ayim B'Sifri Reim, Rabbi Nilyo, Le Rabbi Nelezer, meets Simen Rezaim. What does he say in Simen Rezaim? So Rabbi Lezer, Sifri Reim was a Talmud of Rabbi Netam. Rabbi Lezer meets, he says that the reason as to why we have to resort to special pasuk of all of the order. In other words, that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefa to the Yorshim. What is kefa? Kefa is the dummy, the nerek, the victim was worth as an evitnayim. Suppose you had to sell him as an evitnayim. So you would pay so much and so much, let's say $50,000 as an evitnayim. So memele, that's the chi of kefa. It's a machlekes anoyim, but we pass on like Rabbanon, that benizek shamin. So that's kefa. So the Yerim says that the Yerim also has the kashi. Why does the Gemara have to resort to a special Zeres HaKosov? All of the Alodom to advise us that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefir to the Yorshim of the victim. He should be potter of kefir because of the general aloche of Kom Derabnei, and even if he did it b'sheyeg, so still mitzaton v'cheskes din. So Yerim says, now there is a Gemore in Bavakame and in Bav Metzia, which says it's not according to all Gosois, but according to Moish Gosois, that whenever the one is potter of mummy because of Kom Derabnei, let's say we saved Dalet, we call us. So the Chiyuv Momay takes place at the same time as the Maisa Vere for which you become a Chiyuv Misi. We shall speak. And call us Roim Balachosi for Mazik. So he's brother. It's considered Vasachas because Akira Tzer Hanoche, so it's considered Bidne Vasachas. So from the Gemara in Akenes, from the Gemara in Asikas Apeilim, it's mashma that Kom Derabnei is only a Ptur of Bnei Odom, but Bnei Shomayim is Mechuyif. The Shomayim doesn't mean he gets an in the Shomayim. Of course he gets an in the Shomayim. Bnei Shomayim means it's a real Chiyuf. It tofas loy mafkinu menei. In other words, Ruvein throws a chetz. And Shabbos, in Yerushas Rab, Mitzchilas Dalet, Tzid Dalet. And on the way, in the course of the Dalet Ames, the Chetz traverses, so it tears silken godim of Shimon. So he doesn't have to pay to Shimon. He doesn't have to say Shimon, it means by the other. Bezdin cannot live in attachment and Ruvis Nechos because he gets more serious English. But in all, but the Shemayim who you have to pay, and let's say, and if Shimon will grab it, so it's a real chiyuv. The Shemayim doesn't mean just an aveir. The Shemayim means a real chiyuv of the Shemayim, a real chiyuv of the Shemayim. The Miri in Akenes in Bavakame says, "Hero Chachme Adiris," and Chachme Adiris is a. Is assumed to be the Ramban. The Miri doesn't mention names, the Miri. So everybody has a certain description, the Rambam is Dilei HaMechaperim, and the Raivet is Dilei HaMasigim, and Dilei HaMagim, the Rif is Dilei HaPoskim, Rashi is Dilei, Rashi is Dilei HaRabonim, Dilei HaMforshim, and then the Ramban is Dilei HaRabonim, I mean, and so on, his names. So here he mentions the name of the Chachma Deri, so it says also the Ramban, that whenever there's a Chiyuv Yedei Shamayim, if the person doesn't pay, so then he's posleges. So it's a real Chiyuv, it's not just mitzvahs in order to be not to be Nenesh Yedei Shamayim, but it's mamish Chiyuv, except Bezdin doesn't enforce it. Bezdin doesn't, is not here to say Chachma. So, now let's see the Gemara in Berakha. Ay, 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 ay. Berakha, in the Rubin. Ay, 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 ay. Gemara is a final base, but we have to look at the Mishnah the final with Aleph. The Mishnah says the final with Aleph. Gonaf al pishnayim v'tavach amoach al pin. Oy al pishnayim achir v'shalim tashir abo v'chamish. Gonaf amoach al pishabes. Gonaf amoach al avizore. Gonaf v'tavach amim ha-kipurim. Gonaf Gonaf Mishalovi, Vitoach, Omach, Akenei Sovi, Gonaf Vitoach, Kachizi, Mishalim Tashlum Abo Vachamisha. So Gonaf Vitoach, Bim Akipurim, Mishal Abo Vachamisha. But Gonaf Vitoach, Vishabes, is part of Abo Vachamisha. Kom Drabn, Chiyuv Mis. But Gonaf Mocha Vishabes, so Mechire is only Os Eshvus, so is Chayv Ale. So the Mishnah says, only gonna be tova b'shabes is important already, because come the rabbi, it's chayv mis, but gonna for mocha b'shabes, it only involves the shvus, not in mocha the reise, no chayv mis, so it's chayv already, it's no come the rabbi. Then the Gemara da fein alef in days, after the two dats, gonna for mocha b'shabes, so chayv already, v'atanya pota, but there is a price that says gonna for mocha b'shabes is potter. Omar Rom Bachome Kitanya Yidi Potter Beimele Akeit Steino Mitinosi Vitikne Ligni Besecho. In other words, Shimon stole a shea vose from Reuven on Shabbos. And it doesn't make any difference whether the Gnevitik was on Shabbos or on Friday. And then on Shabbos, Shimon came to the courtyard of Levi, and Levi had an orchard in his courtyard. He had trees. So he said to Levi, I want to sell you the Shevaseh, but I want to get paid. So Levi said to him, listen, you want to get paid? You see in the orchard many fig trees, so why don't you pluck out some figs, and then in the amount of the value of the shevaseh, and then I'll acquire title to the shevaseh, and that I'll pay you with the teino. So the ganef. So the Reuven the Ganef complied with the Likeach's instruction, and he plucked it out. That involves the Meloch. So when was the Mechira Chal? When he got paid. So Mimele, and that involved the Meloch the Reis. He was Mechuyev Mise. So Mimele, in such a case, it's Kom Drabne. In other words, usually it doesn't involve a mechir misa. But if the price, as if it's the case where the mechire, the chalisa mechire, involved a chiyuv misa, so the nispot. Fitanya idipot abna akei steinu mitunositinu vesecho. So now the Gemara says, Amre, it's a very important chidesh here. Vichidin dechitov leikamon bidine, leamrinu zil shlim, dimechai vinafshiu, ho mechire nam elav mechireu. So the Gemara says, Kashe, no. In this case, since the likicha samome by the ganef, he's the meicher, so took place together with the chiyuv mise. So Mele, suppose for some reason the transaction, the mechire of the sheyav aseh, would become invalidated because of toys, because of this. Maybe it'll turn out that the sheyav aseh was a sick sheyav aseh. So it's a mekach toys. So then Levi will say to Reuven, listen, you've sold me a sick sheyav aseh. Is an eight alone with the shevase, so it's a mekach toes. So memele, it's null and void. If it's null and void, so I want the tenos back, but he ate up the teno, so he'll have to return the money. Let's say the tenos was worth $10, the teno that he plucked out and he ate up. If for some reason the transaction is invalidated, then the Likeach is entitled to a refund of the money. So he'll call him to Edin Torah and he'll ask him to refund the $10. So then he'll say, I don't have to pay you the $10 because I, at the time when I became responsible for the money, so at that time I was Mechuyev Mises, so Komlim Darabne. In other words, there is a din of kom de rabne even ligavi de chiyuv of refunding money that turned out to be null and void, a transaction that turned out null. So in other words, so the ksis says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Gemara says as follows: Atan yepota romer omer achomek tan yepota beim ali akid steinu mitinos v'tiknul ginesach amre v'chivim dechitov ali kamam bidine. Suppose the transaction becomes invalidated. Let's say the sheva seh turns out to be a sick sheva seh, in eitel omus and misuk, so it's a mekach toys. So then it's null and void. So then the likeach Levi is entitled to demand a refund. So he'll demand a refund. He'll call him to the Tor. So then Reuven will say, no, I don't have to refund you, because kom de rabne, at the time when I became a chuyev to refund it to you, so when I was aiked the team, no, so I became a chuyev mise. So kom de rabne. V'chidin dechitav leikam bedin ele amrin lezvel shlim chay v'nafshu is kom de rabne mechir nam elav mechere. So the ksays, the tumim, the ksays, they explain it. What does it mean? In order that kesef should be kene, it has to be kesef achizah. So it has to be done in such a way that in case the transaction, the mechire, is bottle, he should be mechuyev to be refund. But if the transaction takes place under such circumstances that even when it's invalidated, he doesn't have to refund it, it's not kesef achizah. If it's not kesef achizah, it cannot be kesef kinyan. In order that kesef should be kesef kinyan, it has to be reversible. Kesef achizah means it has to be reversible. What reversible in what sense? In case it becomes invalidated, you have to refund back. But if you don't have to refund back, even if it becomes invalidated, it's not a chlip of the shevase. It has to be kesef achizah, it has to be reversible. And here it's not reversible. In other words, not with kesef. When the kinyan is fuchotzer, in other words, he wants to sell him, of course, and the money will be paid after Shabbos. So, but he has to become a Levi, he has to become the Sheva Seh. So he tells Reuven, throw the Sheva and say. Reuven stands in the Rosh Hashanah, and he stands in the courtyard or in his house through the window. He says to him, you throw the Sheva Seh into my courtyard. And then the moment it comes into my courtyard, I'll be kene fuchotza. So the ganef is ever an avere of meitzim, meshusarabim, zerik, meshusarabim, jisayochit. So the time of the kinyan of the shevase, so then the ganef becomes, at the time of he sells the shevase, he gives away the shevase to Levi, he's mechuyev mis. So it's common the rabbi. But in order to apply the law of common the rabbi, it has to be bidne, be basachas. So here too, when is it kene? Even before it falls down into the ground. Let's say he throws it from a certain height. Then it reaches, let's say, 10 feet above the ground. So when is the Levi kene, the Sheva Seh, the moment it comes into the upper of the chotzer, even before it falls to the ground. But when does it become chuyim? He said, Anoch, when it falls to the ground, unless we say like Rabbi Akiva, that Kluto k'mishum chatami. So the moment it comes cold in the avir, it's considered as if it had reached the ground, then it's bidne. But according to Rabbanu of Rabbi Akiva, that we don't say Kluto k'mishum chatami. So the moment when the anocha take place, when it falls to the ground, but when does the kinyan take place? When it reaches the avir, there might be 30 seconds intervening between the time it reaches the avir, 10 feet above the ground, and the time it falls to the ground, it reaches the ground. So it's not bidne, but only according to Rabbi Akiva it's the rasachas. It's simultaneous, mamish. Timan Rabbi Akiva, the makluk mishuchadam ye, dit rabbonon, it's not bidne. Kim di mati lechotza beisi kone, linyin shabes, limechayev, adimati lar. So again, so why is it potter? So the Gemara says, beime leitikne lignivisecho achetanuach. Achetanuach. In other words, when the Levi, the Likeach says, I don't want to acquire a title until it falls to the ground, even though Chasir Shalom Keine, the moment it arrives in the Avia, but if he stipulates it should be Keine a few minutes later, so he's only Keine a few minutes later. When it comes to the ground, then he's Chayv Misa, then it's Danoche. So the male is Bid. Rovo Amar Leilom Kerom Bachom. That he said to him, a case of Hoteno, Mitinos, it was. But then the Gemara is the Kashe, it's not Kesef Achezer. So Rove says, it is Kesef Achezer. Rove Malaylam Kerome Bahome, is the Nosroteo of Afilu Boalime. Now there is Aloche of Esnan that is possible in Beach. Esnan, what does Esnan mean? If the Beer promises the Zene, for the beer, he promises her a say, let's say, and then he gives her a say, a behime, as compensation for the beer. So then it's possible mizbeach. It's possible mizbeach. Now we see from this Gemara that Esnan is not just a mitzias of Esnan. Esnan is a chay, even though, it's a terrible avera that he does, but he's mechuyev to pay. In other words, the zeine, he has the zeine to submit to him, to znus, mimele, he's mechuyev to pay. And if he doesn't pay, he's like somebody who doesn't pay a worker. It's a chiyuv, because after all, he agreed, he promised her. She did a terrible thing, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay her. The law is in this country, in all the countries, that if a person makes a contract for something that is illegal, he doesn't have to pay. But that's not Alpidin, it's nothing to do. I mean the biggest avera if the Zayne is his own mother, and he seduced his own mother, she should submit to him. And then he promised her a say, and then that say is possible Mizbeach. Why? Because it's not a gift. Had it been a gift, it wouldn't be possible Mizbeach. If somebody gives a gift to his Zayne, it's possible Mizbeach. The character of the Zayne, of the person who gets the gift, is not important. Only when he's mechuyev to give it to her, then it's possible Mizbeach. Now, since there is exodus hakosov, that esnan Zayne is possible Mizbeach, and the Torah is not mechalek who the Zayne is, even if the Zayne is the mother, but when one is born, his mother is chayev skile. Is high skill, and still it's possible Mizbeach. So the question is, but come with the Rabbi. If it's come with the Rabbi, so it's not Mechuyev. So what do we see from that? That come with the Rabbi is only Ptur of Chiyuv be the other, but be the Shemaim is Mechuyev. Mimele, if Tofas is Loi Matkinimele. So Rashi says here on Aseres HaPeyalim. The main, primarily Rashi says everything in Aseres HaPeyalim, not here. But in Aseres HaPeyalim he says, Yitofas lo mafkimune. Here he only says that there is a chiyuv b'nei shamayim, but in Aseres HaPeyalim, Daf Tzadik Alef, he says, Yitofas lo mafkimune. So mimele, there is a real chiyuv. So mimele, that's why it's possible Mizbeach, because there is a chiyuv. Briefly, the Gemara here says that Kom Rabne is only Ptur of the Nodom, but it's not Ptur of the Neshamayim. Now, Esnan also the Teiro of Afil Baalimi. Vitov lei kam bidine mi amrinu lei kum havlo Esnan el afil gav dechi vitov lei bidine lo amrinu li zil havlo kibn dechi yoiv lo habe Esnan ochename afil gav din tashlumi mi tov lei bidine kamon lo amrinu zil shlim afil hoche kibn di kumatna li beoche hab mechir itis kesev acheze. What does kesev acheze mean? That in case the transaction becomes invalidated, so then the meicher will be obligated to refund the money that he received for the share of aseh to the likeach. He is mechuyev, but yes, no, he's not mechuyev because he's benafshe. He became mechuyev misa at that time. It's true, so Bezdin will not be able to have an attachment on his property, but b'dinei shamayim will be mechuyev, and if he doesn't pay, he'll be a gazlan. And if the likeach will grab it from him, so loy mafkin menei, so mele it is kesef achiz. Now the Rashi. Esnan osoti aloh will be samig yochol neda afil baalim im nosan letlebe esnan osa ve'afal gav dilyay loy mele is v'hoyl v'tov le'bidin le'am brin le'kim le'tno yedom ishaiv v'nafshiu but v'nisham afil hoche ki yoiv l'chay l'alo yisar esnan l'chaname Rashi im bo metziye the Gemara bo metziye here Gemara bo metziye Rashi oh here is bo metziye yes is much more elaborate that's what they call it. Same Gemara. Rav Amar, Esnan Osot Tzadik, Aleph Amud Aleph. Esnan Osot Tzadik, Vafil Boalim. So Rashi says, Rav Amar, Esnan Osot Tzadik, Vafil Boalim, Ei, Vinosan Lotlo Be'esnan, Esnan Uvos, Alikobm, Desnan Stomeksib, Loishni, Mevoloishni Pnuye, Vyafo, Gavdito, Vavidine, Kamon, Tenli Esnan, Elim, Chavinolei. Do come with the rabbi, Kiavinele Esnanu, Alma Fulmoki Misename, Romotashlum, Leoshin Kirlon, Shebishtaim, Avishamayim Liotra, Jishalain, Dili Romotashlum, Kiavinele, Miabe Esnan, Matoni Balmu, Yovlo, Viga, yes, Kanulasnas. Oh, then he says, Iname Tovasli Mafkimun, Kachamait in Pimirazo. So that's the shite of most Rishayim. But it's not the such a dover poshut. The Shemuk Betzes in Bubakame, Menschen, the mere Menschen, the name of Chachmei Sforat, that they have another shita. According to Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi Teisves, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzofas, so come the Rabnei, is only Ptur of Neodom, of Nishamayim Yisrael, and the Tzofas is Loi Mafkinim. But the Chachmei Sforat say no. Come with the Rabnei, so according to Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzofas, even the case of Zorak Ches Mitchilas Dalet, L'Seif Dalet, because Roim Balechosei, so he's potter to pay Tashlumim, but it tofas Limafgimene. The Chachmei Sforat say no. They say in the case of Zorak Chesm Tres Dalet, Seif Dalet, so he me tofas, he's Mafgimene. There is no chiv, he's totally gamma. But here, Esnanos Rotir of Bolalime, because the chiv of Eslan is a different kind of a chiv, it's not a risho. What is the mokir for kom dramnei? You two psukim. One is kidei rishosei mishum risho achas at mechaivei vat mechaivei mishum shtei rishies. And then another person kim lo yiosei banegi fisho oro viyotsuv lodeo. So he has to pay the vlodes to the baal. So im lo yiosei, in other words, if the ishe, if there is no fatality with the Isha, she doesn't die, so then he has to pay for the vlodis. But if the Isha also dies, so then he doesn't have to pay for the vlodis, because kom the Rabbi. So we have two psukim from which we learn out the aloha from the Rabbi. One is kidei rishos, mishim risha achas at mechaivei, viat mechaivei mishim shtei rishies. And then we have the posik, lo yosein onish yonish, ho yosein lo yonish, lo yonish. Risho. So the Chachmei Sforat say the whole aloha from the Rabbi applies only to an enish, a chiyuv, not his chayves. That's what the Gemara calls milva aksuva b'teil, like mazik, chayveil, is a milva aksuva b'teil. But his chayves, let's say esnan, but that's an agreement. It's an enish. He agreed, the Baal agreed, promised the Nivellas, the Zene, to pay her, so he has to pay. The same way as when you buy merchandise and you agree to pay, let's say, $50 for the commodity, you have to pay. Well, it's an Einesh, it's a Chiyo, it's an Einesh, it's not an Einesh. It's payment, it's a promise. So the whole Aloche, according to Chachmei Sforat, of Kom the Rabnei, which is learned out from the posik of Mishum Risho Achas, or Lo Yonish Hoim Yosein, Lo Yonish Hoim Yosein, Lo Yonish, when it's an Enish, but not for his chayes. That's in Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo. What does it mean, Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo? It's not that the Torah imposes upon you a chiyuv to pay the Islam. You promised it. When you are Mishraif, you lie, you borrow money, so you promise to pay back. You buy merchandise, you promise to pay. He seduced the Zayna and he promised her to pay. Some male has to pay, but it was Mishraif. So it's not a Risho. So the Aloha of Kom the Rabbi doesn't apply. According to Rashi, and Teisves, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzofas, so the Aloch of Kom the Rabnei applies even to a Chiyuv of Yischaivis. But why is Esner Osotir Afil Borimei? Because B'nei Shomayim is Mechuyev. So even in the case of Zorak Ches Mitchilas Dalet, he saved Dalet because Roim Baruch Hosei, he is also Mechuyev B'nei Shomayim and he Tzofas L'Machimnei. According to Chachmei Sforat, so when it's a chiyuv of risho, like Zorak Ches Mitchilas Dalet, l'seif dalet because of Roim Baruch Hosei, then he's poter b'nei Shomayim and he tofas mafkinim b'nei. But esnanos rotir afil bo alimei, because it's not a chiyuv of risho, it's a chiyuv of yischaives, and a case liteino mitinei sai, so it's also yischaives. That's to pay the money, the purchase price of the money. But most Rishonim hold that there is that the whole aloch of Kom the Rabbi is only Ptum Dinotum, but Nechoshmaim is Mechuyev, so merely Tofas Matimne. Now the Rei, Habibeya mentions here The Reim Simen Reish Zayin. What does the Reim say? The Reim has the same kash. Why does the Gemara have to mention
Reim, Pasuk Davchof? Is an Ashkenazi? Is an Ashkenazi Reim?
The Reim was a Talmud of Rabbeinu Tam, yeah. So the Reim has the same kash. Why does the Gemara Davchof have to resort to a special Pasuk? All of Al Odom, if an Odom kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefir, because all of Al Odom without the Pasuk, come the Rabne. So he says, without the Pasuk, so we would apply the Allah of come the Rabne. Come the Rabne. So it would put him in Odom, but the Nishamayim would be in Chuyev, and the Tophas Limafkin Mene. So that's why the Exerus HaKosov tells us, all of Al Odom, there is no Chuyev altogether, not even Nishamayim, and the Tophas is also Mafkin Mene. This is the pshat, this is the reason as to why Rabbi Kveiga mentions Aymis if Yerim Ram Sim Rezai. No, I mentioned many times, Rabbi Kveiga was never interested in showing pkis. That was alien to Rabbi Kveiga's character. So if Rabbi Kveiga says Ayin, he probably means, I'm not sure, but he probably means that there's the pshat in Tesis. Because Tesla says here, Veim Eridl Apirchit Aldoi Miftam Shikom Tchai. Why not? So Rabbi Kveiga mentions Ayin B'Sifi Yereim. Maybe there's the pshat Tesla. But it's not so explicit. Maybe Rabbi Kveiga wants us to think that according to Yereim is this Teres, or maybe according to Tesla there is another Teres. But it's possible that is the Kavaneh of Rabbi Kveiga, and that is the Kavaneh of Tesis. But there might be another Pshat in Tesis. Because of a certain Tesis in Psoch. Gemara in Pesachim Dafchof Tesam Bey says, first of all, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonish Shiti is that Chayovi Krisis also part. We also to the Gabe Chayovi Krisis. We also apply the din of Komdram. The Rabbanon of Nachunya ben Akonish Achelik, and we pass the like Rabbanon. But according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonish, if somebody will throw a chetz on Yom Kippur. Mitchilas Dalet, Lisev Dalet, the chorus, Roim Balachose is part of Tashlum. Because the Chiyuv chorus in the Lechis in Akipurim, patters in from Tashlum. Then, excuse me just one second, then there is a machlekes between Abai and Rove. Rove says that according to Nachunim Akone, only chorus patters from Tashlum. But Misid Shamayim is not as chomor as chorus. Abai says, there's no difference. The contra Nachunim Akone that chorus patters from Tashlumim, so Misi Shemaim also patters Tashlumim. Oh, now the Gemara says here in Psochem Daf Choftes, Omed Aleph, Tani, the Tani, Hoichol Chomet Shal Hegdesh B'Muet. Moa, if somebody eats his nene in Hegdesh, so is Chayev Ikob Mile. What if somebody eats Chometz of Hegdesh? Chometz of Hegdesh B'Muet is more. V'yei Shemim, so there are two Averes. First of all, the Avere of being male Nene Mina Hegdesh, even if he does it Shor Kol Hashem. But if he eats Chometz on Pesach, Chometz of Hegdesh, so that's chometz. So he eats it on Pesach. So besides the Issa Milo of Hegdesh, there is also an Issa of chometz, of course. Chores, according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonish, certainly patters from Tashlum. Here we have a machlokes tanoi. Hoichel chometz shel Hegdesh b'muad, shetanekame says moa, v'yei sheimrim lo imar. Man Yishimrim, Oma Rabbi Chuni ben Akone, Oma Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Chuni ben Akone, Ditanya Rabbi Chuni ben Akone, Hoye ise sima kipurim ki shabes li tashlomin, ma shabes mischayu v'nafshei upotam min tashlomin, afi ma kipurim mischayu v'nafshei upotam min tashlomin. So the yeshem and musay loy moal. Why loy moal? Because it's mechunyim benakon. He's chayiv kores for chometz. So mele is potter of tashlumim of meal. Because what's the tashlumim of mele? Keren v'chemesh. Besides korb, keren v'chemesh. So that's tashlumim. The keren v'chemesh is tashlumim. So mele kompitzat kom drabne is potter. Kese resikash. Afgab nuchim nakon. Afgab de hoche b'sheik. Meliktoni moal v'loy moal. Because we made it, there is no meal. Only we made it, there is malchus, but no meal. So meal is only b'sheik. So it deals here b'sheik. So the question is, how can Rabbi Nachman ben Akona say that in view of the fact that he's chayiv kores for eating chometz and pesach, so he's potter of keren v'chemesh, but he's a sheik, so there is no chayiv kores. The answer is like Tonu Vecheski. So from this basis we say that according to Tonu Vecheski, that Chayov Mises Bezdin Sheyegin, a potter of Tashlumim. So the same aloha applies according to Rabbi Nachman ben Akona Ligabi Chayov Tchis Sheyegin. It's not the Vaposho Dari Shenim Achelik. But that's the issue. Rabbi Nachman Yafok of the Hoche Bishayeg, Meliktonim Moal Vilimal, Mikol Mokim Kaimu on Tchiski, Doma Chayov Mises Sheyegin Turim Tashlumim. Vuadin Kores Rabbi Nachman. Hikshel Rivo. Amai Pturi. Hoche Mikom Mile. Mishum Nikom de Rabnei. Ho Oma. No, no, I'm not really interested in that Kashi. I'm interested in the previous thesis. Man Yeshemrim, there are two Dibra Masrels. Man Yeshemrim, Rabbi Nachman. Teimel Ri. Liman, the man Yali Fosinos in Berishal Nairis, Visli Missy Shema in Potamet Ashlumin, Lermachunye, that's a baye in King Rebbe Domari Kama. He's it be Mille be Missy, a my Pita Corus and Ashlumin, for Afal Gab the Baume Pita Missy and Ashlumin, Hochali Potta, the Golden Cord, the Bishay Chayev, Vadin Corus, Afal Gab the Corusu, the Mazit, Bishay Chayev. So yes, the kashi, according to Abai, there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rebbe as to whether his it bimile is only chayiv malkes. So that's what Rabbonon say. But Rebbe says his it bimile is not only chayiv malkes; it's chayiv misli shemaim also. So according to Rebbe, that his it bimile is chayiv misli shemaim, and if we combine it with Abai, who says that according to Rabbi Chumne Akane that Chayov Krisis is part of Tashlumim, Mrs. Shemaim also part of Tashlumim. And according to Ton Vecheski, that Chayov Mrs. Sheyigin is part of Tashlumim, so according to Abaye, according to Rebbe, so according to Abaye, Chayov Mrs. Shemaim Sheyigin is also part of Tashlumim. And according to Rebbe, that he's a Bimile, Mrs. Shemaim, so Shogad Bimile is Chayov Mrs. Shemaim Sheyigin. Chayov Mrs. Shemaim Sheyigin, according to Abaye, Libid Rabachim Bakane, part of Tashlumim. So then we have a kashi. How does the Torah Mirchayev, Keren Vechemish, by Moal Bishayeg, they should be potam Tzatkom Rabne? So obviously there is a special Zosakosov, that the din of Kom Rabne does not apply to Mila. So Mele, even when in addition to the Chiyuv Misli Shamayim, we have a Chiyuv Kores, it shouldn't part of Fantashlumim either, because we always said the Kashe, there should be Kom Ramnei. But the Torah says that male Bishayik has to pay Keren V'chemesh, so it's Gzeiras HaKosef. The Aloch of Kom Ramnei does not apply to Mile Bishayik. So it doesn't apply to Mile Bishayik in the regular case, where there is only a Chiyuv Misli Shamayim. So it shouldn't apply even to the case of a Eichel Tchumas, Chometz Hegdesh Bishayik, because there is a Zosakosu, doesn't apply. That's the discussion.
Even according to Rabbi Nechunya?
According, not even according to Rabbi Nechunya. So, Temer Ri, demand the Aleph, לאוסים לאוסים ראשון ניירס ויס למיס ושמיים פרטים את השלומים לרב נחוניה אם כן רבי דמו כמה מילה במיסה עמי פית הקורס את השלומים ואף אגב דיבר מפית המיס את השלומים הוכל ליפות עד גול ומקרות בשי חייב ועד עם קורס אבל אגב בקורס הוא במייזי בשי ישראל ואימרי דיבמיסה דיגול נקרות ליפתרי הוכם את השלומים גולה בגולה בקורס לא יגולה ליגול. The general rule is there is a din of kondram, but here we have a special zelsakosov. Ligabi mile b'sheyik that the chiyuv misu shemaim does not pata, but in this case we have two chiyuvim: chiyuv misu shemaim mitzat mile behegdesh and kores mitzat chometz bePesach. So the zelsakosov only applies to a case where we have the chiyuv misu shemaim, but here we have in addition a chiyuv kores. We have no zelsakosov. Some mele kom the rabbi applies. Very simple terms. Vim tema. Vom ali kamo noichel tumas chometz bePesach bSheyik mishalom kerem vechein esh. That if somebody eats tumas chometz bePesach bSheyik, so is Mishalim Kerve Chaimesh. One second. Umuk Mino Leikrem Nechum Yakoni. And the Gemara applies it even according to Nechum Yakoni. Vafil Hochem Chayv Tashlum. Mishum Deheche, Deheche. So what's the Pshat? Why according to Nechum Yakoni do we say that Toheche Tumas Chomes Bepesa Bishayik Mishalim Kerve Chaimesh? After all, there is a Chiyuv Koretz. So Mimili should patter him from the Chiyuv of Kerem v'chemesh ba'eichel trumo. There is a chiyuv of Kerem v'chemesh ba'meil ba'hekdesh, and there is a chiyuv of Kerem v'chemesh ba'zar she'ochel trumo. So, but the question is, according to Chumim ba'akone, he should be potter, because of Kom the Ravne. So Tesis assumed that first the pshat is because we have a gezer sakos. We have a gezer sakos. In other words, because ha'eichel trumo v'hayne משום דהיך ומשום דהיך אדלו מפתא מתשלום משום חיוב מסדי תרומה הוכנם אלו מפתא משום קורא של חומץ. Now so Tesis assumed that this Gemara goes a libe da bai who says that according to Rav Chonin bar Akone so Mishmaim also pardon Tashlum. So then we have a kashi. Every time that is a zah it's trumo the Torah says yes to Pekam Chimesh. Why should he pick out Chemish? The Chiyuv Misa de Shemaim for Zar Shochel Trumo should pater him. But the Torah says he has to pay. So it's Exil Sakosuv that Ligabe Echel Trumo, the Din of Kom V'Rabne, doesn't apply. So Mele, even when it's coupled with the Chiyuv Kores, it doesn't apply either. So here we should also say, so he's Masik, and this is Teretz, the Exil Sakosuv, the Baimil Behegdesh, only tells us that the Chiyuv Misu Shemayim doesn't patter, but if there is a Chiyuv Kores in addition, then it does patter. But over there we see that Ligabi Trumo, that the Gzeres HaKosov that tells us that, one second please, that the Chiyuv Misu Shemayim doesn't patter of the Chiyuv Keren V'Chemish by Zahar Shochel Trumo implies also that even the Chiyuv Kores doesn't patter. Now Tesis says Veimari, so Tesis mentions a big chiddush. Veimari di tashlumei trumo machmas kaporehim ki di muchav misachas trumes di tnanim rotso ki in limche li niyoche limche v'chibn di kaporehu in kores petrei mishum komlim l'ramne. So Tesis mentions a chiddush that by trumo the whole aloch of komlim l'ramne is not shayach because the whole mechayev of Kerem v'chemesh by Zahar Shochel Trumo is Kapor. And the Raya is that the Mishnah in Trumes Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph says that even if he can, his Meichel still has to pay Kerem v'chemesh. Furthermore, the Aloha is Ho'echel Truma Satzmo. Sometimes Zahar can own Truma. Let's say it's Avi Imei, he yarshened it from Avi Imei Yisrael. In other words, let's say he's his Zah, but his mother was a Baske, and she married a Zah. Now the son of that woman is his Zah. And then the mother died. She yarshened it from from a father, and then the mother died and she didn't have, and the mother died, and Mimele, the son Yarshin, but he's Isaac. So he is the Baal, and he ate a tumor. So he has to pay. Keren v'chemish, to whom does he pay? To any cane he chooses, but he has to pay. So it's a raya that is the mechayev is kapor. It's not even shayach to say he's mechuyev to himself. I mean, to whom is he mechuyev? To himself is not mechuyev. So what is mechuyev to give any cane? Any cane that he chooses. But that cane is a stranger, it's not his mommy. So the mechayev is kapor. It's not really a chiyuv moment, it's mechayev kapore. So mele would, the chiyuv is a chiyuv of kapore exclusively, there is no din of kondra. That's teis veshi. So that's why the Gemara says, oichu tumas chomez v'pesar b'sheik, mishalim k'aram v'chemesh, and it can accord even with mechunim l'akone. Not because there is a special zosakos. No, because it's kapore. Maybe the pshat and tesis here is they married laf pirchei klal to the mitzvah mishpom drabnei because kufri is kapor. There's a machlekes, but we pasken machlekes in Gemara whether kufri kapor or kufri mameinu, we pasken kufri kapor. So that's why kom drabnei doesn't apply. But I don't think that Rabbi Kveger understood the tesis that way. Because Rabbi Kveger Pashtis is, if Rabbi Kveger says I'm Bisifi Yareim L'Ram Simen Rezayin, so he means that that's the pshat, because Kom Rabne is only Ptur Bne Odom Mimele, without the Xer Sakosuf of all of the Odom he would be Chayv Nishamayim, but because of the Sakosuf of all Odom means he's Potter Gamre, so Mimele we cannot say it's not a kule, it is a kule. Because the Ptur is not just, if the Ptur had been based upon Kom Drabne, it would be a Chumre. But since it's not based upon Kom Drabne, he's Potter in Mnei Shamayim, Mitofas in Mafkin Mnei. So it's a Kure. That's all. Why couldn't we understand Teisves in the same way? After all, here is the Ri and over there is the Ri. So why couldn't they explain it? But there is a big difference between the kapore of Kefer and the kapore of Zar Shochel Tumo. The kufre is kapore, but it's a chiyuv mommy to the Yorshim. The mechayev is kapore. Why is a chayev to the Yorshim? Because the Torah wants him to have kapore. But it's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. In other words, the Yorshim can grab. Mashein kein by tumo, it's not a real chiyuv. The horaye ibn moichel tumasatzme has to give ikerem v'chemesh to any kein he chooses. So it's not a real chiyuv. A kein couldn't grab from him unless b'kei abezden, because makne is ashes is in afshe. All right, but not with teres baldovo. Some mele. The ring in Psochim Dafchoftes says Ligabe, the Chiyuv Keren V'Chemesh by Trumo, where the Aloch is that even Moichel Trumas Atzmei has to pay. So it's not a Chiyuv Momen. Yes, that Kapor. Yes. Of Kefa. So why isn't there a chiyuv of Kefa by Herig Zodom, Odom Herig Zodom, because of his special Zersakosov, all of La Odom? So Mele Itzikul, if the Ptur had been because of Kom Drabne, so that means not a Ptur. His chayev is a more serious English. So Mele cannot get a more lenient English. So it's not the fact the chair does pay kefir is a contrary, is not a chumre, it's a kule, because Odom gets a bigger inch, but here it's not because of Kom Drabne. Why isn't it because of Kom Drabne? That has to be explained. Now there is Yagoyes Habitvegia. Habitvegia says, Dilaf Kodor Olam, Ayim Bisifiyareim, Rabin Lyo, Le Rabin Lezer, Mitz, Simen Rezaim. Simen Rezaim. What does he say in Simen Rezaim? So Rabin Lezer, Sifiyareim, was the Talmud of Rabin Tam. Rabin Lezer Mitz, he says that the reason as to why we have to resort to special pasuk of all of Le'odom. In other words, that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefer to the Yorshim. What is kefer? Kefer is the domim, the nerek, the victim was worth as an etnayim. Suppose you had to sell him as an etnayim. So you would pay so much and so much, let's say $50,000 as an etnayim. So mimele, that's the chi of kefer. It's a machlekes anoyim, but we pass on like Rabbanon that binizek shamin. So that's kefer. So the Yerim says that the Yerim also has the kashi. Why does the Gemara have to resort to a special zerusakos? All of the Alodom to advise us that if a human being kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefir to the Oshim of the victim. He should be potter of kefir because of the general aloche of common derabim, and even if he did it b'sheyeik, so still mitzaton v'cheske esdim. So Yerim says, now there is a gemore in Bavakame and in Bav Mitzie, which says it's not according to all Gosois, but according to Moish Gosois, that whenever the one is potter of mummy because of common derabim, let's say Zorak Chetz Mitchilas Dalet, we save Dalet, we chorus Roim Balachosi. So the Chi of Mommy takes place at the same time as the Maisa Vere for which you become a Chi of Misi. Vishas Riki. And chorus Roim Balachosi for Mazik. So he's Potter. It's considered Vasachas because Akira Tzer Hanoche, so it's considered Bidne Vasachas. So from the Gemara in Akenes, from the Gemara in Asipas Apelim, it's mashma that Kom the Rabne is only a Ptur of Bini Odom, but Bini Shomayim is Mechuyif. The Shomayim doesn't mean he gets an in the Shomayim. Of course he gets an in the Shomayim. Bini Shomayim means it's a real Chiyuf. It offers Loim Afkinumene. In other words, Ruvein throws a chet. And Shabbos, in Yerushas Rab, Mitchilas Dalet, Sid Dalet. And on the way, in the course of the Dalet Ames, the Chetz traverses, so it tears silken godim of Shimon. So he doesn't have to pay to Shimon. He doesn't have to say Shimon, it means by the other. Bezdin cannot live in attachment and Ruvis Nechos because he gets more serious English. Missing. But the Shemayim Mechuyev have to pay. And let's say, and if Shimon will grab it, loy mafkinimene. So it's a real chiyuv. The Shemayim doesn't mean just an aveira. The Shemayim means a real chiyuv of the Shemayim. A real chiyuv of the Shemayim. The Miri in Akenes, in Bavakame, says, Hero Chachme Adiris. And Chachme Adiris is a is assumed to be the Ramban. The Miri doesn't mention names, the Miri. So everybody has a certain description. The Rambam is Dilam Chabrim, and the Raivet is Dilam Asigim, and Dilam Agim, the Rif is Dilam Poskim, Rashi is Dilei, Rashi is Dilei Arabonim, Dilam Forshim, and then the Ramban is Dilei Arabonim, meaning so on, he has names. So here he mentions the name of the Chachma Adere, so it says also the Ramban, that whenever there's a Chiyuv Yedei Shamayim, if the person doesn't pay, so then he's postulates. So it's a real Chiyuv, it's not just mitzvahs in order to be, not to be Nenesh Yedei Shamayim, but it's Mamish Chiyuv, except Besden doesn't enforce it. Besden doesn't, is not here to say the Hossam. So, now let's see the Gemara Mordechai. Ay, 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 ay. Boram, Mordechai. Gemara is a final base, but we have to look at the Mishnah, the final Medalev. The Mishnah says the final Medalev. Gonaf al pishnayim, vitarach moch al pir. Oy al pishnayim acherim, shalom tashra bo hamish. Gonaf moch al pishabes. Gonaf moch al avrizore, gonaf vitarach moch al kipurim. Gonaf Gonaf Mishalovi, Vitoach, Umach, Akenei, Sovi, Gonaf Vitoach, Kachili, Mishalim, Tashlum, Abo, Vachamish. So Gonaf Vitoach, Bim, Akipurim, Mishal, Abo, Vachamish. But Gonaf Vitoach, Vishabes, is part of Abo, Vachamish. Come the Rabne, Chiyub, Mis. But Gonaf Moch, Vishabes, Zemchire is only Ose, Shvus, so is Chayv, Alei. So the Mishnah says, only gonna be tova b'shabes is part of the Alei, because it's come the Rabbani, it's chayv mis, but gonna be mocha b'shabes, it only involves the Shavuos, not in Melacha d'Oraisa, no chayv mis, so it's chayv the Alei, it's no come the Rabbani. Then the Gemara, the fine Aleph and Beis, after the two dots, gonna be mocha b'shabes, so chayv the Alei, v'atanya pota, but there is a price that says gonna for mocha b'shabes is poter. Omar Rom Bachom Kitanya Yidi poter beimelei akeitz teino mitinosi v'tikne lignivesecho. In other words, Shimon stole a shea vose from Reuven on Shabbos, and it doesn't make any difference whether the Gnevi took with a Shabbos or on Friday. And then on Shabbos, Shimon came to the courtyard of Levi, and Levi had an orchard in his courtyard. He had trees. So he said to Levi, I want to sell you the share of a set, but I want to get paid. So Levi said to him, listen, you want to get paid? You see in the orchard many fig trees, so why don't you pluck out some figs, and then in the amount of the value of the Sheh Veseh, and then I'll acquire title to the Sheh Veseh, and that I'll pay you with the Teino. So the Ganef. So the Ganef complied with the Likeach's instruction, and he plucked it out. That involves the Meloch. So when there was the Mechira Chal, when he got paid, so Mimele, and that involved the Meloch of the Reis, he was Mechuyev Mise. So Mimele, in such a case, it's come Dram. In other words, usually it doesn't involve a mechir of misa. But if the price, as if it's the case where the mechir, the chalais mechir, involved a chir of misa, so the nispota. Kitanya idipota, but not a case stainum, it's an ositin of a secho. So now the Gemara says, Amre, it's a very important chidish here. Vichidin de chitov le kamon bidine, le amrin ozil shlim. So the Gemara says, no. In this case, since the likichas hamomi by the ganef, he's the meicher, so took place together with the chiyuv mise, some miller suppose for some reason the transaction, the mechira of the share of a se, would become invalidated because of toys, because of this. Maybe it'll turn out that the share of a se was a sick share of a se. So it's a mekach toys. So then Levi will say to Reuven, listen, you sold me a sick share of a se. Is an eat alone with the Shevase, so it's a mekach toes. So memele, it's null and void. If it's null and void, so I want the tenos back, but he ate up the teno, so he'll have to return the money. Let's say the tenos was worth $10, the teno that he plucked out and he ate up. If for some reason the transaction is invalidated, then the Likeach is entitled to a refund of the money. So he'll call him to Edin Torah and he'll ask him to refund the $10. So then he'll say, I don't have to pay you the $10 because I, at the time when I became responsible for the money, so at that time I was Mechuyev Mises, so come Lim Darabnei. In other words, there is a din of kom de rabne even ligabi de chiyuv of refunding money that turned out to be null and void, a transaction that turned out null. So in other words, so the ksis says, what's the pshat in the Gemara? So the Gemara says as follows: Atanya pota romer omer achomik tanya de pota abeim alei akeitz teino metinos v'tiknul ginesach amre v'chivim dechitov alei kamam bidine. Suppose the transaction becomes invalidated. Let's say the share of a se turns out to be a sick share of a se. In etel omus and misuk, so it's a mekach toys. So then it's null and void. So then the likeach Levi is entitled to demand a refund. So he'll demand a refund. He'll call him to the Torah. So then Reuven will say, no, I don't have to refund you. Because kom de rabnei, at the time when I became a chuyev to refund it to you, so when I was aiked at him, no, I became a chuyev mise. So kom de rabnei. V'chivin d'chitov l'kam b'din ele amrin l'izvil shlim chayvin afshu, it's kom de rabnei, mechir na'am elab mechir. So the ksays, the tumim, the ksays, they explain it. What does it mean? In order that kesef should be kene, it has to be kesef achiza. So it has to be done in such a way that in case the transaction, the mechire, is bottle, he should be mechuyev to be refund. But if the transaction takes place under such circumstances that even when it's invalidated, he doesn't have to refund it, it's not kesef achezer. If it's not kesef achezer, it cannot be kesef kinyan. In order that kesef should be kesef kinyan, it has to be reversible. Kesef achiza means it has to be reversible. But reversible in what sense? In case it becomes invalidated, you have to refund back. But if you don't have to refund back, even if it becomes invalidated, it's not a chlip of the shevase. It has to be kesef achiza, it has to be reversible. And here it's not reversible. V'chim d'chitav alikam b'din l'amrin l'zil shlim v'mchay v'nafshiru v'chire nam elav v'chire elom araf popi v'im alei zreg nevisech l'chatzeri v'tik nalig nevisech. In other words, not with kesef, when the kinyan is fuchotzer. In other words, he wants to sell him, of course, and the money will be paid after Shabbos. So but he has to become a Levi, he has to become the share of a se. So he tells Reuven, throw the share and se. Reuven stands in the Rosh Hashanah, and he stands in the courtyard or in his house through the window. He says to him, you throw the share of a se into my courtyard. And then the moment it comes into my courtyard, I'll become a fuchotza. Fuchotza. So the Ganef is Ever and Avere of Meitzim, Meshus Arabim, Zerik, Meshus Arabim, Jusayochit. So the time of the Kinyan of the Shevase, so then the Ganef becomes, at the time of he sells the Shevase, he gives away the Sheva said to Levi, he's Machuyev Mis, Mitzazirik, Mitzaz Rabbin, Mitzayok. So it's Kom Rabbin. But in order to apply the Aloch of Kom Rabbin, it has to be Bidne, Bivasachas. So here too, when is it Kene? Even before it falls down into the ground. Let's say he throws it from a certain height. Then it reaches, let's say, 10 feet above the ground. So when is the Levi Kene, the Sheva say, the moment it comes into the upper of the chotzer, even before it falls to the ground. But when does it become chuyv? He said, Anoch, when it falls to the ground, unless we say like Rabbi Akiva, that Kluto Kemishon Chatami. So the moment it comes cold in the avir, it's considered as if it had reached the ground, then it's bidne. But according to Rabbanon of Rabbi Akiva, that we don't say Kluto Kemishon Chatami. So the moments when the Anocha takes place, when it falls to the ground, but when does the Kinyan take place? When it reaches the avir, there might be 30 seconds intervening between the time it reaches the avir, 10 feet above the ground, and the time it falls to the ground, it reaches the ground. So it's not bidne, but only according to Rabbi Akiva, it's the rasachas. It's simultaneous, mamish. Timan Rabbi Akiva, the makluz mishuchadam, dite rabbonon, it's not bidne. Kim dimati lechotzabeisi kone, linyin shabes, limechayev, adimati lar. So again, so why is it potter? So the Gemara says, "Beimel itikne lignivisecho achetanuach, achetanuach." In other words, when the Levi, the Likeach says, "I don't want to acquire title until it falls to the ground," even though Chasir Shalom Keine, the moment it arrives in the Avia, but if he stipulates, he should be Keine a few minutes later. So he's only Kane a few minutes later. When it comes to the ground, then he's Chayv Misa, then it's Danoche. So in Mele he's Bid. Rovo Amar Leilom Kerom Bachom. That he said to him, a case lechoteino mitinos it meza. But then, the Gemara is the Kashe, it's not Kesef HaChezer. So Rovo says, it is Kesef HaChezer. Rovo Amar Leilom Kerom Bachom. Is the Nosroteo of Afilu Boalime. Now there is Aloche of Esnan that is possible in Mizbeach. Esnan, what does Esnan mean? If the Beer promises the Zene for the Beer, he promises her a Se, let's say, and then he gives her a Se, a Beheime, as compensation for the Beer, so then it's possible in Mizbeach. Is possible Mizbeach. Now we see from this Gemara that Esnan is not just a mitzias of Esnan. Esnan is a chayt, even though, I mean, it's a terrible avera that he does, but he's mechuyef to pay. In other words, the zeine, he has the zeine to submit to him, to znus, mimele, he's mechuyef to pay. And if he doesn't pay, is like somebody who doesn't pay a worker. It's a chiyuv, because after all, he agreed, he promised her. She did a terrible thing, but that doesn't mean that he doesn't have to pay her. The law is, in this country, in all the countries, that if a person makes a contract for something that is illegal, he doesn't have to pay. But that's not Alpadin. It's nothing to do, I mean, the biggest aveir, if the Zeine is his own mother and he seduced his own mother, she should submit to him, and then he promised her a se, and then that se is possible Mizbeach. Why? Because it's not a gift. Had it been a gift, it wouldn't be possible Mizbeach. If somebody gives a gift to his Zeine, it's possible Mizbeach. The character of the Zay, of the person who gets the gift, is not important. Only when he's mechuyev to give it to her, then he's possible mizbeach. Now, since there is exodus hakosov that esnan zayne is possible mizbeach, and the Torah is not mechalek who the zayne is, even if the zayne is the mother, but when one is born, his mother is chayv skillet. is chayskele, and still it's possible with beyach. So the question is, but come with the rabbi. If it's come with the rabbi, so it's not mechuyev. So what do we see from that? That come with the rabbi is only ptur of chiyuv be the odom, but be the shemaim is mechuyev. Mimele, if tofas, is loy matkinimele. So Rashi says here on Aseres Apeilim, the main, primarily Rashi says everything in Aseres Apeilim, not here. But in Aseres Apeilim he says, Yitofas loy matkinimele. Here he only says that there is a chiyuv bnei shemayim, but in Aseres Apeilim, the Tzadik Aleph, he says, Yitofas loy matkinimele. So Mimele, there is a real chiyuv. So Mimele, that's why it's possible Mizbeach, because there is a chiyuv. Briefly, the Gemara here says that Kommen Rabne is only Ptur of the Nodom, but it's not Ptur of the Shammai. Now, es nano soliteiro vafil baalimi vitov le kamen bedine mi amrino le kum havlo es nan elafel gav de chiktov le bedine le amrino le zil havlo kibn de chiyoivlo habe es nan och name afel gav den tashlumi mi tov le bedine kamon le amrino zil shlim afel hoche kibn de komatno le boche hab me chiritis kese vacheze. What does kese vacheze mean? That in case the transaction becomes invalidated, so then the meicher will be obligated to refund the money that he received for the share of ase to the likayach. He is mechuyev, but yes, no, he's not mechuyev because he's benafshe. He became mechuyev misa at that time. It's true, so Bezin will not be able to have an attachment on his property, but b'dinei shamayim will be mechuyev, and if he doesn't pay, he'll be a gazlan. And if the likeach will grab it from him, so loy mafkin menei, so mele it is kesef achiz. Now the Rashi. Es nano soti alo avil bishamig yochol neda afil balim im nosun letlebes nano osa ve'afal gav dilyay loy mele is v'hoil vitov lebidin aliyam brin lekim litno yedem ishai v'nafshiu. But when you shema afil hoche, ki yoiv lo chay lo alo yisaras na lachan ame, rashe im bo metziye, the gemore bo metziye here, gemore bo metziye, rashe, oh here is bo metziye, yes, is much more elaborate, that's what they call it. Same Gemara. Rav Amar, Esnos of Tzadik, Aleph Amud Aleph. Esnos of Tira Vachul Boalim. So Rashi says, Rav Amar, Esnos of Tira Vachul Boalim, Ei, Vinosan Lotlo Be'esnan, Esnan Uvos, Alikobm, Desnan Stomeksiv, Loishnime, Veloishne Pnuye, Viafo, Gavdito, Vabidine, Kamon, Tenli Esnan, Elim, Chavinolei, do kommen mit rabne ki avin le esnan hu al ma fu mo ki mis na me rom ta shlum na le shin ki khlon she bi shtayn av ri shmaim li yotza ki shalein di le rom ta shlum na le ki avin le mi ave esnan ma to ni ba mo di yo vo vi ga yes kan las nas o den he says in ame i tofas li mafkimen kach shmaid im pmirazo. So that's the shita of most rishonim. But it's not the such of a poshut. The Makbetzes in Bavakame mentions, the Miri mentions the name of Chachmei Svorat, that they have another sheet. According to Chachmei Ashkenaz, Rashi, Teisves, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzolfas, so come the Rabne is only Ptur of Neodom, but Nishamayim is Chai, and the Tzolfas is Loi Matkinome. But the Chachmei Svar say no. Come with the Rabnei, so according to Chachmei Ashkenaz and Chachmei Tzorfas, even the case of Zorak Chesem Trilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, V'Koras Roim Balechosei, so he's potter to pay Tashlumim, but it tofas L'Mafgimnei. The Chachmei Svar say no. They say in the case of Zorak Chesem Trilas Dalet L'Seif Dalet, so even it tofas, he's mafkin, there is no chiv, he's totally gamma. But Here, Esther Nosratira Bafubolarimei, because the Chiyuv of Esran is a different kind of a Chiyuv. It's not a Risho. What is the Mokir for Komd Ramnei? Two psukim. One is Kidei Risho, say Mishum Risho Achas at Mechaivei, that Mechaivei Mishum Shtei Risho, yes. And then another person, Kim Loyi Yosei, Banegi Fisho Oro, Vyotsuv Lodel. So he has to pay the Vlodes to the Baal. So, Im Loyi Yosei, in other words, if the Ishe, if there is no fatality with the Ishe, she doesn't die, so then he has to pay for the Vlodis. But if the Ishe also dies, so then he doesn't have to pay for the Vlodis, because Kom Rabne. So we have two psukim from which we learn out the Aloch of Kom Rabne. One is Kidei Rishos, Mishim Risha Achas at Mechaivei, Viat Mechaivei Mishim Shtei Rishis. And then we have the Posik, Lo Yosin Onish Yonish, Ho Yosin Lo Yonish, Lo Yonish. Risho. So the Chachmei Sfarad say the whole Aloha of Kom Rabne applies only to an Einish, a Chiyuv, not his Chayves. That's what the Gemara calls Milva Aksuva Beteo, like Mazik, Chayveil, is a Milva Aksuva Beteo. But his Chayves, let's say Esnan, but that's an agreement. It's an Einish. He agreed, the Baal agreed, promised the Nivellas, the Zene, to pay her, so he has to pay. The same way as when you buy merchandise and you agree to pay, let's say, $50 for the commodity, you have to pay. Well, it's an Einish, it's a Chiyu, it's an Einish, it's not an Einish. It's payment, it's a promise. So the whole Aloche, according to Chachmei Sfarad, of Kom Rabnei, which is learned out from the posik of Mishum Risho Achas, or Lo Yonish Hoim Yosein, Lo Yonish Hoim Yosein, Lo Yonish, it's an Einish, but not for his Chayus. That's in Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo. What does it mean, Milve Shein Oksuv Bateo? It's not that the Torah imposes upon you a Chiyuv to pay the Islam. You promised it. When you are Mishayef, you borrow money, so you promise to pay back. You buy merchandise, you promise to pay. He seduced the Zayne and he promised her to pay. Some male has to pay, but it was Mishayef him. So it's not a Risho. So the Aloha of Kom Rabnei doesn't apply. According to Rashi, and Teisves, all the Chachmei Ashkenaz, the Chachmei Tzofas, so the Aloch of Kom Rabnei applies even to a Chiyuv of his Chayves. But why is Esner Osotir Afil Borimei? Because B'nei Shomayim is Mechuyev. So even in the case of Zorak Ches Mitzchiles Dalet, he saved Dalet because Roim Baruch Hosei, he's also Mechuyev B'nei Shomayim and he's Tovas L'Machimnei. According to Chachmei Sfarad, so, when it's a chiyuv of Risho, like Zorak Ches Mitzchiles Dalet, we say Dalet because of Roim Baruch Hosei, then he's Potter in Mishamayim, and he tofas Mafkinim in A. But Esnan Osotir Afil Boal Imei, because it's not a chiyuv of Risho, it's a chiyuv of Ischayves, and a case Litaino Mitinei, so it's also Ischayves, that's to pay the money, the purchase price of the money. But most Rishonim hold that there is that the whole Aloch of Kom Rabnei is only Ptum Dinotum, but Nechoshmaim is Mechuyev, so merely Tofas Matkimne. Now the Yerein, Habibeya mentions here, the Yerein in Simen Reish Zayin, what does the Yerein say? The Yerein has the same Kash. Why does Gemara have to mention the Pasik Davchok? Yerein was a Talmud of Rabbi Natan, yeah. So the Yerim has the same kashi. Why does the Gemara Daf Chavov have to resort to a special posit? All of Al Odom, if an Odom kills a human being, he doesn't have to pay kefa, because all of La Odom without the posik, Kom the Rabnei. So he says without the posik, so we would apply the Aloch of Kom the Rabnei. Kom the Rabnei. So it would put him in the Odom, but the Nishamayim would be in Chuyeb, and the Tofas Limafkin Menei. So that's why the Exeros HaKosov tells us, all over the Odom, there is no Chuyeb altogether, not even Nishamayim, and the Tofas is also Mafkin Menei. This is the Pshat, This is the reason as to why Rabbi Kveiga mentions Ayin Sifirim Ram Simri Zayin. No, I mentioned many times, Rabbi Kveiga was never interested in showing Pkis. That was alien to Rabbi Kveiga's character. So if Rabbi Kveiga says Ayin, he probably means, I'm not sure, but he probably means that there's the Pshat in Teisus. Because Teisus says here, why not? So Rabbi Kveiga mentions Ayin B'Sifir Yareim, maybe there's the Pshat Teisus, but it's not so explicit. Maybe Rabbi Kveiga wants us to think that according to Yareim is this terrace, or maybe according to Teisus there is another terrace, but it's possible that is the Kavaneh of Rabbi Kveiga and that is the Kavaneh of Teisus. But there might be another Pshat in Teisus. Because of a certain Teisus in Psoch. Gemara in Pesachim Daf Chof Tes Amud Bei says, first of all, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah Shiti is that Chayovi Krisis also is we also to the Gabe Chayovi Krisis we also apply the din of Kondram. The Rabbonim of Nachunya Akonah Achelik and we pass the like Rabbonim. But according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah, if somebody will throw a chetz on Yom Kippur. Mitchilas Dalet, Lisev Dalet, the chorus, Roim Balechose is part of Tashlum. Because the Chiyuv chorus in the Leches in Akipurim patters in from Tashlum. Then there is a machlekes between Abai and Rovi. Rovi says that according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah, only chorus patters from Tashlum. But Misa de Shamaim is not as chomor as chorus. Abai says, there's no difference. The contra Nachunya ben Akonah that chorus patters from Tashlumim, so Misa B'Shamayim also patters Tashlumim. Oh, now the Gemara says here in Psochem Daf Chof Tes, Daf Chof Tes, Omed Aleph, Tanya, the Tanya, Ho'eichol Chomet Shal Hekdesh B'Muet. Moa, if somebody eats his nene, in Hekdesh, so is Chayev Ikob Mile. What if somebody eats Chometz of Hekdesh? Chometz of Hekdesh, B'Muet, is more. V'yeshemim, so there are two Averes. First of all, the Avere of being male Nenem in a Hekdesh, even if he does it, Shor Kol Hashanah. But if he eats Chometz on Pesach, Chometz of Hekdesh, so that's chometz. So he eats it on Pesach. So besides the Issa Milo of Hekdesh, there is also an Issa of chometz, of course. Chores, according to Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah, certainly patters from Tashlum. Here we have a machlokes tanoi. Ho'eichel chometz shel Hekdesh b'muad, so Tanei Kamma says more. V'yesh emrim lo imar. Man Yishimrim, Omar Rabbi Chunya ben Akonah, Omar Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah, Ditanya Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah, Hoye Yisus Shema Kippurim Ki Shabbos L'Tashlumin, Ma Shabbos Mischai V'Nafshei U'Pota Min L'Tashlumin, Af Yema Kippurim Mischai V'Nafshei U'Pota Min L'Tashlumin. So the Yishimrim will say, Loi Moal, why Loi Moal? Because it's Rabbi Nachunya ben Akonah. He's chayiv kores for chometz. So mele is potter of tashlumim of mil. Because what's the tashlumim of mile? Keren v'chemesh. Besides korb, keren v'chemesh. So that's tashlumim. The keren v'chemesh is tashlumim. So mele kompitzat kom dramne is potter. Kese resikash. Afal gab nuchim nakoni. Afal gab dehoche b'shirik ha'er. Because b'meizid there is no mile. Only b'meizid there is malchus, but no mile. So Mila is only b'sheigik. So idil zia b'sheigik. So the question is, how can Rav Nachum ben Hakone say that in view of the fact that he's chayv kores for eating chometz and pesach, so he's potter of keren v'chemesh, but he's a sheyek, so there is no chayv kores? The answer is like Tonu v'cheske. So from this basis we say that according to Tonu v'cheske, that chayov mises bezin sheyekin are potter of tashlumim. So the same aloha applies according to Rav Nachum ben Hakone ligabe chayov v'chis sheyek. It's not the poshut dar, it's not the poshut dar. But that's the issue. Rav Nachum yafo gav de hoche b'sheig al meliktone moal ve moal mikol mokim kaim ron kicheski doma chayim m'sheig im turim tashlum vo adin kores l'Rav Nachum hik shel rivo amai p'turi hoche mikom mile mishum likom de rabnei ho oma. No, I'm not really interested in that kashi. I'm interested in the previous thesis. Man yeshemrim, there are two dibra masrels. Man yeshemrim, Rav Nachum, teimel ri, liman, diman yali fosim nosim berishol nairez, vizli misri shemayim potam et ashlumim, Rav Nachum, that's a baye, im kin lerebe, domare kama. He's been mile be mise, and my pita chorus with ashlumim, for afal gab di baume pita misim tashlumim, hochali pota, di gol me kro di bishegi chayev, vadin chorus, afal gab di chorusu, be mazid, bishegi his chayev. So yes, the kashi, according to Abai, there is a machlekes between Rabbonon and Rebbe as to whether his it be mile is only chayev malkes. So that's what Rabbonon say. But Rebbe says his it be mile is not only chayev malkes, is chayev misri shemaim also. So according to Rebbe, that his it be mile is chayev misri shemaim, and if we combine it with Abai, who says that according to Rav Nachum ben Hakone that Chayov Krisis is part of Tashlumim, Misri Shemayim also part of Tashlumim. And according to Tonu v'cheske that Chayov Misri Sheyigin is part of Tashlumim, so according to Abaye, according to Rebbe, Chayov Misri Shemayim Sheyigin is also part of Tashlumim. And according to Rebbe, that he's in Mile, Misri Shemayim, so Shogag Mile is Chayov Misri Shemayim Sheyigin. Chayov misim shemayim sheigim according to Abaya, libid Rav Nachum ben Hakone, patzav tashlumim. So then we have a kashi. How does the Torah mechayev keren v'chemesh by moal b'sheigeg? They should be potam tzad kol m'rabne. So obviously there is a special mitzvah sakosuf that the din of kol m'rabne does not apply to meal. So Mimele, even when in addition to the Chiyuv Misri Shemayim we have a Chiyuv Kores, it shouldn't part of Fantashlumim either, because we always said the Kashe, there should become the Ramni. But the Torah says that Meil Bishayik has to pay Kyan V'chemesh, so it's Exeros HaKosuf, that the Aloch of Kom Ramni does not apply to Meil Bishayik. So it doesn't apply to Mil B'sheik in the regular case where there is only a Chiyuv Misri Shemayim, so it shouldn't apply even to the case of a Eichel Tchumas, Chometz Hekdesh B'sheik, because there is a Zosakosu, doesn't apply. That's the discussion.
Even according to Rabbi Nechunya?
According to Rabbi Nechunya. So Temeri, demand the Aleph, Osim Osim Rishon Nairas, Visli, Misri Shemayim, Patim Tashlumim, Rav Nechunya, Imkin Rebbe, Amore Kamun, Mila Bimise, Amai Peter Kores Tashlumim, Vafa Gav the Baum, Peter Misri Tashlum, Hochali Potta, the Gol, and Krod, Bishayk Hayat, Vadin Kores, Abba Gav the Koresu, Bimazi, Bishayk Israel, Vemeri, the Bimise, the Gol, and Krod, the Patre, Hochem Tashlumim. Gole, because the legal. The general rule is there is a din of kumdram, but here we have a special zelsakosov. Ligabi mile b'sheyeik that the chiyuv misri shemayim does not pata, but in this case we have two chiyuvim: chiyuv misri shemayim mitzat mile behegdesh and kores mitzat chometz bePesach. So the zelsakosov only applies to a case where we have the chiyuv misri shemayim, but here we have in addition a chiyuv kores. We have no zelsakosov. Some mele kom the rabbi applies. Very simple terms. Vim tema. ואום עלי כמו נאיכל תרומס חומץ בפסע בשייק משלם קרם וחיים אש ותפסם בדייס איץ תרומס חומץ בפסע בשייק so is משלם קרם וחיים אש ומוק one second ומוק מינו להיקרם נכון מהקוני and the Gemara applies it even according to נכון מהקוני ואפילו הוכם חי ותשלומים משום דהיכה דהיכה so what's the pshat Why according to the Mechuni Ba'akone do we say that Oeiche Utrumas Chomez V'Pesach B'Sheik Mishalim Kiyam V'Chemish? After all, there is a Chiyuv Koretz. So Mimili should patter him from the Chiyuv of Kerem V'Chemish Ba'Eich Utrumo. There is a Chiyuv of Kerem V'Chemish Ba'Meil Ba'Hekdesh and there is a Chiyuv of Kerem V'Chemish Ba'Zar She'ochol Trumo. So, but the question is, according to Mechuni Ba'akone, he should be potter. Because of Kom the Ravne. So Tesis assumed that first the Pshat is because we have Gzeres HaKosov. We have Gzeres HaKosov. In other words, because Hoichotu Vahaine Mishum Diheich Mishum Diheich Edloi Mifta Mitashlum Mishum Chiyuv Misedi Trume Hochenam Eloi Mifta Mishum Koresh Alchomitz. Now so Tesis assumed that this Gemore goes Alibe Dabai who says that according to Ramchoni Ba'akone, so Mishmaim also partners Ashlum. So then we have a Kashi. Every time that it's a Zah, it's Trumo, the Torah says he has to pick Yom Chemesh. Why should he pick Yom Chemesh? The Chiyuv Mishmaim the Shemaim for Zah Shochot Trumo should pater him. But the Torah says he has to pay. So it's Exil Sakosuv that Ligabe Echot Trumo, the Din of Kom V'Rabne, doesn't apply. So Mele, even when it's coupled with the Chiyuv Kores, it doesn't apply either. So here we should also say, so he's Masik, and this is there, it's Exil Sakosuv, the Baimil Behegdesh, only tells us that the Chiyuv Mishmaim Shemayim doesn't patter, but if there is a Chiyuv Kores in addition, then it does patter. But over there we see that Ligabi Trumo, that the Gzeres HaKosov that tells us that, one second please, that the Chiyuv Mishmaim Shemayim doesn't patter of the Chiyuv Keren V'Chemish by Zahar Shochel Trumo implies also that even the Chiyuv Kores doesn't patter. Now Sotheisus says Veimari, Sotheisus mentions the big Chiddush. Veimari di tashlumei trumo machmas kaporehim ki muchav misachas trumes di tnanim rotso ki in limcheil in yochel limcheil vichibn di kaporehu in kores petrei mishum komlim lirabne. Sotheisus mentions the Chiddush that by trumo the whole aloch of komlim lirabne is not shaykh because the whole mechayev of Kerem V'Chemish by Zahar Shochel Trumo is Kapor. And the Raya is that the Mishnah in Trumes Perek Vov Mishnah Aleph says that even if he can, his Meichel he still has to pay Kerem V'Chemish. Furthermore, the Halacha is Ho'echel Truma Satzmo. Sometimes the Zahar can own Truma. Let's say it's Avi Imei, he arshened it from Avi Imei Yisrael. In other words, let's say he's his Zah, but his mother was a Baske, and she married a Zah. Now the son of that woman is his Zah. And then the mother died, she yarshened it from her father, and then the mother died, and she didn't have. And the mother died in Mimele, the son Yarshin, but he's his Zah. So he's the Baal. And he ate the Trumo. So he has to pay Kerem V'Chemish. To whom does he pay? To any Kain he chooses. But he has to pay. So it's a Raya that is the Mechayev is Kapor. It's not even Shaykh to say he's Mechuyev to himself. I mean, to whom is he Mechuyev? To himself is not Mechuyev. So what is Mechuyev to give any Kain? Any Kain that he chooses, but that Kain is a stranger, it's not his mommy. So the Mechayev is Kapor, it's not really a Chiyuv mommy, it's Mechayev Kapor. So, Mele, what the Chiyuv is a Chiyuv of Kapor exclusively, there is no din of Kondra. That's taste Veshi. So, that's why the Gemara says, Oichu Tumas Chomet Vipesar Bishayik, Mishalim Kerem V'Chemesh. And it can accord even with Mechunim Lakone, not because there is a special Zos HaKosov, no, because it's Kapor. maybe the pshat and tesis here is vein rid laf pirche ichlal to nishta mishpam drabnei because kufre is kapor there's a machlekes but we pasken machlekes in gemore whether kufre kapor or kufre mameinu we pasken kufre kapor so that's why kom drabnei is the plan but I don't think that Rabbi Kveyer understood the thesis that way. Because Rabbi Kveyer Pashtis is, if Rabbi Kveyer says, I'm Bisif Yereim, Le Ram Simon Rezayin, so he means that that's the Pshat. Because Kom Rabne is only Ptur Bne Odom, Mimele, without the Xerz HaKosuf of all of the Odom, he would be Chayv Nishamayim. But because of the Xerz HaKosuf, of all the other means it's totally gamre. So maybe we cannot say it's not equal. It is equal because the p'tur is not just if the p'tur had been based upon kom drabne, it would be a chumre. But since it's not based upon kom drabne, it's totally mne shamayim itof hasim afkimne. So it's equal. So it's equal. That's fine. Why couldn't we understand tasteless in the same way? After all, here is the Ri and over there is the Ri. So I couldn't explain it, but there is a big difference between the Kapore of Kefer and the Kapore of Zar Shochel Tumo. The Kufre is Kapore, but it's a Chi of Mommy to the Yorshi. The Mechayev is Kapore. Why is a Chayev to the Yorshi? Because the Torah wants him to have kapor. But it's a real chiyuv. It's a real chiyuv. In other words, the Yorshim can grab. Mashein king by Trumo, it's not a real chiyuv. The Horaye, even Moichel Trumo Satsme, has to give Ikerem Vechemesh to any king he chooses. So it's not a real chiyuv. A king couldn't grab from him. Unless because Makni is Ashes is in Afshe. All right, but not with Teres Baldovo. Some Mele, Tederin, in Ptochim, Dafroftes, says Ligabe, the Chiyuv Kern, the Chimish by Trumo, where the Aloche is that even Moechel Trumas Atzme has to pay. So it's not a Chiyuv Momin. Yes, Tev Kapo. Yes.